This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Can't beat that, sir. That is, he joked. He can't beat that California sound. All right, it's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air to celebrate a number of things. Let's take a good list first. I have a couple of lists here, Jennifer.
Better
I want to do the good one, the first list. These are the ways to be a better husband. Are you ready? Okay, this is for everybody who thinks they need to be a better husband. And maybe this is from the suggestion box that your wife has around. And she's put a box up and she puts her own suggestions in as to how to be a better husband. First on the list is developing a moral compass. Every man needs to have a sense of morality. And I think that that is obviously one of the most important things. It grounds people's marriage. You know, if you doubt your husband, if he's been true to you, and all that, then you don't have a good marriage. You don't. Number two on the list of being a better husband is to believe in yourself. One thing that is good is to be confident, and maybe if you have a good career going. But the husband side has nothing to do with your career. It has to do with how your wife looks upon you. Is she considering you attractive? I think attractive doesn't mean you look good, although it doesn't hurt, but it means you believe in yourself and you set a good course. Again, back to morality. There's a list of five great things husbands will do. Know yourself. Know that you're not perfect. No husband is perfect, no matter how good he is. No wife is perfect either, but this isn't about being a wife, it's about being a husband. And so recognize that you can strive for excellence, be a better man. You know the difference between what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And the number four thing on the list of the top five things to know in order to be a better husband is to know who your wife is, right?
Well,
take inventory. I know, right. Yeah.
Always you have, make sure you call her by the right name. That also helps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's very true. We all have blind spots, right? You got to address the blind spots that you have. Work to addressing them. Again, I'm not saying that your wife doesn't have blind spots, but this is about being a better husband, being honest with yourself, being accountable for what you bring to the table. And number five on the list is be a student of love. To have a fulfilling marriage, you have to know that your spouse needs to feel like she is loved, that she is appreciated, that she is respected and supported. And that doesn't always happen. I've become a big fan of Doc Martin. Have you ever watched the British TV show Doc Martin, Jennifer?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, look it up. Spend some time. You will love it. It is fabulous. But one of the things about it is that he doesn't understand his wife. It's back and forth, sort of. There's a book called A Man's Guide to Marriage, the brutal truths about being a husband. All right? So there are a couple of things. I think one of the things that men need to do is develop an emotional vocabulary. so that, you know, there's men are not supposed to, or at least the old days, oh, I don't want to be emotional. I don't want to show my emotions. Women want you to show your emotions. Please show
what appropriate.
Your emotions.
I don't know if we want over the top.
No, but appropriate is right, yeah. But understand what's appropriate. Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, now there's a list that's not so good. We are no longer in the top list, top 20 of the happiest countries in the world. The United States has fallen to number 21. We have fallen behind countries like Canada, Israel, Kuwait, Lithuania, United Arab Emirates. This is the 2024 World Happiness Report out this week, released by Gallup. In this report, the top 10 happiest countries in the world have not changed very much. Costa Rica and Kuwait are new entrants, though. I'm looking at the top 20 list. Kuwait, yeah.
Wow. When you're getting beat by Kuwait on the happiness index, you know you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, right, exactly. Interestingly enough, the happiest countries, there isn't one big country in the list. The top 10 countries, the Netherlands and Australia, are the only ones on the list that have populations over 15 million. Let's see here. In the top 20, only Canada and the U.S., I'm sorry, in the United Kingdom, have populations over 30 million. So I'm going to conclude, I'm not saying it because it bolsters my theory, but the bigger the country, the less happy. Look at all the problems we have here because we've gotten so big. Look at the problems they have in China and India. The country is too big to manage. And so people don't get what they want, is mostly what they deserve out of life, because there are all of these groups. I mean, look at the mess we have in America because of immigration, the illegal immigration. Look at what a mess it's creating, and it's doing the same thing.
And everything is self-created,
any country.
By the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I don't want to belabor that point, but... all right, so here's some more bad news.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can take any more.
The conservative caucus in the House wants to increase the retirement age. See, I think this is a good idea. It's a practical idea. And it addresses what I just said about management. We have two, people, what do they call it? The third rail. Social Security is the third rail. And you're not supposed to touch it. Politicians never are supposed to touch it. But you know what? I think that under the circumstances, it's time. Because people are living longer and healthier, so they ought to work. And one of the ways you stay healthier is to keep working, unless you don't like your job, and then that's kind of your fault. Go find a job that you like, and then stay with it, stick with it. There are people who work at the post office, for example. They can't wait to retire. Well, and look, working in that circumstance, I can guess that it wouldn't be the best. I wouldn't be excited about going to work there every day, but. Some people like it, some people don't.
You know what's interesting about working for government, though? It's part of the culture, I think, to just constantly dwell on when you can retire. Because everybody that I know in my family who works for the county, it's like, okay, we're just here because we're going to just grin and bear it until we can get out of here.
Right. Anyway, this is going to certainly, if Biden stays in office, this will clash with him because he's Mr. Give It All Away. So, at any rate, I find it perplexing that people spend so much time doing something they don't want. Surely you can find a job that you like if you really put your heart and soul into it, no matter what your age, by the way. But it'll be interesting to see if that proposal from the Republican, I forget what the name of the Republican Study Committee is called. That's the largest conservative caucus, and an increase in retirement age is what they think ought to happen, and I think they're right. And we'll just make you know. Social Security is going to become insolvent anyway, so how about you figure out, the Democrats love to give stuff away, but there's nothing to give away. And things, you know that Medicare has cut back on what doctors get, and so now more and more doctors are charging on their own. I'm getting bills that I never got before. For various treatments and various consultations, et cetera. because the government isn't paying the benefits that it used to, because they have mismanaged the fund, among other things. All right, talking about mismanagement, this started off as...
This started off as good news, didn't it?
Pretty good. Now you're wrong. Into the bucket. The homelessness.
The gripe bin.
The gripe bin, yeah. California and Florida are the worst. This is no news. I don't even know why I'm bothering with it, but it's sort of rubbing salt on the wound. California and Florida are the worst states in the country, or the best states, I guess, depending on whether you're homeless or not, or unhoused. Isn't that the politically correct?
That's the unhoused,
now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, how did it become, how did it go from homeless to unhoused?
Literally, it happened overnight. One day I was just sitting in my radio studio reading an article, and they were talking about the unhoused. And I said, wait a second. Are you talking about hobos? I mean homeless people?
Yeah. Hobos. That's what they were before they were homeless. They were hobos. Anyway, Florida... is number one on the list, interestingly enough. California's number two. In Florida, there's a move to ban the people who don't have homes from sleeping in public. So DeSantis has apparently signed a bill this week that promises the homeless greater access to services if you have substance abuse and mental health problems, state will help you out, but you can't sleep in the subway. Where's that Petula Clark song when we need it? Don't sleep in the subway, darling. The State Department of Children and Families is overseeing local governments that set up designated areas for you to camp out. So you just can't go under the bridge driving around. Let's see, where was I this weekend? I was over on Robertson. Robertson, as it gets to close to the 10, Robertson's a pretty upscale neighborhood and street off of Wilshire Boulevard. Man, the homeless were down under the, they sleep under the bridges for the interstates. So where it comes in contact with the 10, I think Robertson also goes all the way down to 405, if I'm not mistaken. And, under every bridge is a homeless encampment. So anyway... That's amazing. 70,000 people in Los Angeles don't have a home. Unbelievable. All right, 18 after on Good Day.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable or at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Continuing our inspirational mode here on the Good Day program, 23 after the hour, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with some social media trivia, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. There are, in each of the hours of the Good Day program, we take apart social media lists, the top 10 trending things that, you know, kind of are visible on the various social media things. Yesterday we were talking, Jennifer, you'll appreciate this, because you have a lot of social media. You have websites at CRN, because Jennifer not only does this program with us, she also does the mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, a highly significant radio station and program, and a highly rated personality, in fact. And she owes it all to me. The other thing that she does is run the CRN Digital Outfit, which is a kind of a hodgepodge of all kinds of great programming. It's available on 5 different channels, right? You can go to CRN.com. Can't you find
7
all that stuff?
7 different channels.
7 now. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. Now, in terms of social media and kind of the stuff that we are paying attention to, it seems these various studies that come out, this is one out this week that suggests that a lot of Americans of different ages, mostly 35-plus, are shedding social media big time because it's been linked to mental health issues. The people who it seems to have the most impact on, the adolescents, are the ones who aren't leaving, but their parents and grandparents are, because they feel like it's hurting their offspring. So one of the things that would be probably a great thing to do would be to get the kids off of this stuff. Easier said than done. But all of the fingers point to a major positive impact on your overall well-being if you don't spend a lot of time glued to various social media. And I saw the story of a young lady named Lila Hewitt, who's 15. She said, quote, "Just because I felt like I was spending too much time on social media, YouTube, etc., I was spending too much time on it. I knew that. I was just scrolling endlessly." And so the impact that the dependence that she felt on it, she talked to her mother about it, and her mother said that she, if she didn't get off it, would have mushy brain syndrome, which I thought was a kind of an interesting way of referring to it, but that's what it does. It does
turn
your brain.
I call it doom scrolling, when you just realize that you've been looking at stuff for a long time, and it's like all you're seeing are people in their happiest moments. And so then all of a sudden you start thinking, what's wrong with my life? Why don't I have this? Why don't? And there's a lot of people that say that you can link that with depression because you're constantly comparing yourself to other people.
Right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, This report has been authored by a fellow named Dr. Daniel Bober, chief of psychiatry at Memorial Regional Hospital in Michigan. So he said, quote, when you look at the very definition of addiction, when it's compulsive activity, despite the negative consequences that you know, you realize that there are negative consequences to it, but you keep doing it anyway, that is a true addiction. And think about it. Alcohol is that way. Sex is that way. Whatever your addiction is. Right? I think that that's kind of what, anyway.
It's weird. 70 to 80. Look at people, they feel like they can't do something if they're not touching their cell phone. It's really, really strange. It's
for
something that is so new, people are really addicted to it.
Right. Yeah. They go everywhere with it. I leave my, I rarely have my, my phones with me. I have two of them. And people say, well, that's an addiction in and of itself. Well, I use one for one purpose and the other one for the other purposes. But I leave them in my truck. Most of the time I'm driving the truck, Daisy's with me, and they're up on the dash or they're down below. I don't take them with me. I had meetings yesterday afternoon, two or three different places. I didn't bring them in with me.
Yeah, I can attest to the fact that you have 20,000 cell phones and never answer the phone.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right. Well, I guess the word to the wise here is sufficient. Hopefully that's the case. 28 after the hour now on the Good Day program.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case. But think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. That's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Devenfisio. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Phenomena.
Take a quiz on this one. I'm prepared.
That's a song. I like that.
That is. Set the tone for this half hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. I'm looking at a picture on my Facebook page. My personal Facebook page. You can look at it if you want. Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Picture of my grandson Miles, who was with me, or I was with him. And we went to the movie, the Panda movie, on Saturday,
Kung Fu
Jennifer.
Panda. Yeah.
That's right. And then we went to the Shake Shop. Is that what it's called? Shake Shack. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. What'd you get at Shake Shack there?
Oh, my God. This is what the comments from people. Now, this is what grandparents are supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he wanted a cheeseburger, and he wanted French fries, and he'd never had cheese on his French fries before, and they offered that. So he said, "Gramps, can we have cheese on the French fries?" And I looked at him, raised my eyebrow, but as usual, sort of gave in to the urge. And then I had a mushroom burger. It was the greasiest, most horrible thing.
Wait, you ate a hamburger?
No, it was mushrooms. It wasn't a hamburger.
Oh,
it was
like a
made
mushroom.
Out of portobello mushroom.
Got it.
Burger.
I was going to get all excited. I thought maybe you had busted your red meat fast.
Well, you know, I cheat once in a while when it comes to a sausage sandwich.
I know. You're more of a pork product cheater.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, so that I looked at that and it makes me smile. Now, that's the kind of stuff we all like to have. We want to have things that make us smile, even though there are things going on that aren't particularly fun or exciting. I guess this would be considered in the league of exciting things that are going on. There's a big hunt going on for the most valuable shipwreck in history.
Ooh, 400
years ago.
Right?
No, it's not. It's a royal merchant ship that sailed in the 17th century. It was known as the El Dorado of the Seas. It sank in bad weather off eastern England in 1641. It was going back to England with a treasure from Mexico. There were 100,000 pounds of gold.
Yikes.
Plus 400 bars of Mexican silver and 500,000 pieces of eight. A crew of 80. The ship was described as having millions of pounds worth of silver and gold. And also, apparently, there were jewels lying in its hold as well.
Jewels?
And it sunk.
Jewels?
So it's never been found. The last time there was a look-see for something like this, there was another ship that was off the coast of Cornwall that belonged to the Royal Merchant Marines as well. It had a lot, like $200 million or something. This has got $4 billion worth of gold on it.
Wow.
This shipwreck.
How do we find it?
Where do we sign up for that trip, right?
Right.
Four?
Imagine that might be worth getting on one of those little propeller things to go check
it. I know, right? To go down and have it crinkle up like a sardine can.
Yeah.
Wowie zowie, though. Think about that. Right? $4 billion in today's currency sitting at the bottom of the English Sea. I'm surprised nobody's looked for it by now, you know, before now, frankly.
I'm sure somebody had to, right?
The largest team assembled of marine cargo recovery experts. The country is called Multibeam, and they actually are a group of local fishermen who changed their course. Instead of fishing for fish, they're now fishing for gold. A little bit more profitable than those
fish. Can't blame them.
No, as a matter of fact. Many of these fishermen have been out for 35, 40 years.
Wow.
The marine exploration team. So, good Lord. It's going to cost $3.8 million to find it. But wouldn't you invest $3.8 million if you could come up with $4.3 billion? I think so.
I would think that's a good exchange.
I think so.
Sure.
Right. Anyway, they're putting the preparations together. It'll begin the 1st of April. And apparently there's a television series that's being built. That's one of the reasons that there's as much attention, because they have a TV series that's built around the reality of what they're looking for, which I find really kind of interesting. I wouldn't want to give it away, because there'll be all kinds of people that'll be out there. How do you know who's going to be under the ocean?
Yeah.
Headed there trying to find the same thing you're trying to find. Hello,
These are one of the stories you want to keep to yourself if you think you're not on the trail.
Right, exactly. All right. The story of a New York woman who has been confronting squatters at her late parents' home. So the story is about Adele Anders, had a surprise encounter with these people occupying her house. She called 911, fighting to remove these squatters from her parents' home. She, in fact, was arrested yesterday. Listen to this. You'll love this. Charged with unlawful eviction. This is New York and California, folks.
This is what has happened.
Right,
is that it is squatters' rights and the rest of you are damned. Happens here all the time.
Unbelievable. unbelievable.
I don't even want to tell you this story against better judgment, but I'm going to tell you this story. But I don't want you to make any more fun of my house, okay? So this past weekend.
I won't promise that, but go ahead.
Past weekend, Monday is my trash day. So Sunday, I always put my trash out. And this Sunday, I just put it out early to get it done because it's my least favorite job. So I get it done early on Sunday. I go to breakfast with my mom and my aunt. We go to Descanso Gardens, which is a beautiful place to go if you're ever in L.A. And we went for a little walk.
You always
and
take
then
me
I
to those dumpy places. Why don't you bring me to a nice place like that and we go to breakfast?
Oh, they don't do breakfast there. That's a garden where you go walking. So we went to breakfast and we went there and did a little walk, which was great.
Right.
And so I come back and she's getting ready to pull into my driveway and I see something sparkling by my trash can and I thought, well, that's possible because I do love glitter. So I'm like, I wonder if something fell out of the trash can. And I look, and on closer investigation, I realize it's a human who's actually sleeping on the sidewalk wrapped in one of those silver shock blankets, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And totally taking a nap on the street. So I think, and it's a woman. I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go over there? But you just don't know what you're walking into, you know? And I'm a single person walking in. I don't want to necessarily have to get into, like, a big fight. So I go inside, and I'm kind of thinking about what to do. And I hear all of a sudden a siren pull up. And I thought, perfect. I don't even have to think about it. Because I knew I couldn't call the police because they wouldn't come because they don't enforce camping laws. So, okay. So I look out the window. I see it's a paramedic that has pulled up. And gives them the old, woo, woo. And so the lady kind of, you know, jars herself awake. And she looks over at the guy. And the paramedic jumps out and says, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I live just a few houses down. He got back in his truck and took off. Left her there. So what does she do? She sits there for a minute. And then she goes right back to sleep again. And so she goes back to sleep on the sidewalk. And then about an hour later, I hear screaming. I look outside. She's taking cones from the street because they're doing street paving. She's taking the cones, and she's throwing them at cars passing by, screaming at them. And people are yelling back at her.
Mental health.
Insane, though, that you actually people pull up and say, are you okay? And instead of getting them health or off the street, they just go right back for their nap. Oy.
Yeah. Yep, that's where we are.
Finally,
California, New York. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm interested in how misleading this story is. As much as Donald Trump is in the mind of people, whether they like him or they don't like him, when Jennifer's here, I tend to talk more about Donald Trump than I talk about him when she's not here. I was thinking back about when he won in 2016. And
back in the golden days.
Yeah, right, in the good old days. So there's been another study about the whys, okay? So why is it that Donald Trump, we have to explain to ourselves, how did we put this miscreant in office? That's what those who don't want to see him there, they keep going back over. Well, what's wrong with America? How could you elect a guy like this? And so the latest is that Trump won because of white Americans' racial resentment.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's why he's leading with black voters. He's leading with Latino voters right now. That's exactly right, because of racism.
Right.
See, I laugh at studies like that because it totally shows that people don't understand the movement that Donald Trump created, which is that people don't feel like they're being heard by the government and that the government knows better than us. And these were a group, these people that voted for him in 2016 connected with the billionaire because they thought he heard them more than with someone who makes much less money, but who's been representing us forever. And it's just anybody who comes up with these ideas and says it's racism and other things, I smile and I say, you know, God bless
you,
because
I think you can make an argument that there is racism involved in all campaigns, although I don't know that I see it in the Kennedy campaign. I see more of a, you know,
he's been called an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah, well, he has been, yes. And so his family is trying to work up their support, more of it for Biden. But a couple of members of the family are backing away because they realize that Biden isn't Nirvana. But they don't want their cousin, RFK Jr., to be president because he doesn't stand for what they say are their family values. Okay, so good. Let them do what they do.
I would say Kennedy stands for more traditional Kennedy family values than Biden does.
Yeah. Well, Biden doesn't, in my mind, stand for much of anything except confusion and chaos. The problem with Trump is he stands for confusion and chaos as well because of his manner, not because of his policies. Anyway, so if you look at the younger voters, and I know polls are not the same as election at all, but they're interesting conversation pieces sometimes because I feel like once in a while, and as I said, Jennifer becomes the catalyst for us talking about the election. When Jay's here, I don't do much talking about the election stuff. I feel like I have to mention Trump's name once in a while and Biden just to bring people up to date. But I am really turned off by some of the things going on in both scenarios, the Biden scenario and the Trump scenario. I don't find myself being turned off by things that Kennedy is saying or doing. Fast forward to Letitia James, who is now being asked, what are you going to do if Trump can't raise the $464 million bond by next Monday? Because she has all of her lawyers working on already preparing documents to seize whatever they can seize that belongs to Trump or he has a financial interest in. I still can't believe this thing has gotten as far as it has. I mean, Trump is not a wonderful human being by any stretch of the imagination. He screwed a lot of subcontractors. Those of you in the contracting business know what it's like. We all need, I say we because I'm now a developer as well, we need the subs. If you don't pay them, you're going to have a problem. But that's not a reason for you to go down this rabbit hole that she's gone on. And the watching her, you know what her real motivation is.
Well, she told you. That's what she ran on.
Bugs the hell out of me, right. All right, it's 48 after the hour now here in this hour of the Good Day program.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now. Time for questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I remind you with each episode of this fabulous service that Ken is available to you by calling his office. Make an appointment. 352-735-1400. So many of the listeners of this program are in the Southeast. Pretty easy to get to Ken. But even if it's not, they use the Zoom. There's telemedicine now that was perfected during COVID. Lots of people still use it, and it's very effective. So you want to learn, here's an effective way to get to Ken. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, here's a question. By the way, questions, as I have reminded the audience, this line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So avail yourself of it. 855-999-3684 to dial in a question. 855-999-3684. So, there apparently has, you like to do these lists, and I can act like the big-voiced announcer. People are wondering, because we talk about drugs and how do we enhance our immune system, and I often say that food is the best medicine. So you've come up with a list to supercharge your immune system. There are 10 foods that do it. You want to go through from number 10 to number 1?
I'm waiting for the big voice announcer.
Number 10.
Mushrooms.
Isn't there something that I saw this week about, let's see, now I'm going to digress for a second. There's a danger of undercooking mushrooms.
Is that absolutely.
A certain type of mushroom? What is that story? Will you give me that quickly before we go to the
51 people at an unnamed restaurant in Bozeman, Montana, got very ill last April, Doug, including two fatalities, and they found that it was undercooked or uncooked Moro mushrooms. And where do you think these were sent to us from?
China.
You 100%. So
the, right.
the, from
I get the prize.
CDC is pointing us. is that you can't eat these raw. If you're eating morel mushrooms, you must cook them thoroughly or you could die.
Don't buy anything from China, made in China, grown in China. Come on. Use some common sense. All right, let's see. Meanwhile, back to the way to supercharge your immune system. 10 foods, number 10 mushrooms. What's number 9?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, a lot of people love those. All right, number 8.
Almonds.
Almonds. Not almond water, the white stuff. Just eat the almonds, right?
A handful of the real thing.
7.
Yogurt.
No surprise there, is it? It's because of all of the probiotic stuff that's in it?
All the everythings.
Number 6.
Leafy greens.
Oh, no surprise there, right? Spinach?
Exactly.
Right? The beet greens, that kind of stuff. Okay. Number 5.
Tea.
Ah, not unexpected. Green tea or any tea?
Mostly any. Just watch the caffeine. Yeah.
All right, number 4.
Garlic.
Ah, yes. Very good for you, no matter what. All kinds of. But don't get the synthetic garlic. If you get the real garlic, cook it and apply it, you know, put it in pasta dishes and stuff, but don't, the synthetic garlic's not good. All right, number 3.
Barley and oats.
Barley and oats. Does that mean they have to be consumed together? Or either
and,
one is.
And somehow we got the count off, so let's make barley one of them. Let's make oats one of them, number 2.
All right, what am I off? Okay, 10 is mushrooms, 9 is sweet potatoes, almonds.
Okay, and then the one, we're up to
yogurt.
The last one.
6, leafy greens. 5 is tea. 4 is garlic. 3 is barley. 2 is oats. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and number 1.
Yes.
is fish. Selenium, which is especially plentiful dug in shellfish such as oysters, lobsters, crabs, and clams, helps white blood cells produce cytokines. These are proteins that help clear flu viruses out of the body. And salmon, mackerel, and herring, they're rich in omega-3 fats, which reduce inflammation and increase airflow, protecting lungs from colds and respiratory infections. Fish, very important.
Yeah, is it any kind of fish or is it like white fish, freshwater fish, saltwater fish? I don't think that crab meat and lobster fit into that, do they?
I'll mention them again. Shellfish, oysters, lobsters, crabs, and clams have the selenium, and then the other group is salmon, mackerel, and herring are good for the omega-3 fats.
There it is, folks. That's the way to supercharge your immune system. The way to supercharge your medical knowledge is to listen to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.